la la. Ooh la la. Ooh la la.
It is Red October, and we have your Abby Eats St. Louis Small Bite for the weekend of October 11th, 12th, and 13th. I'm your host, Abby Larico, and Dory actually has the day off. But I was able to find a very worthy replacement. Worthy. I don't know if I'm going to go much beyond worthy. My fellow reporter on Today in St. Louis, Mr. Ryan Henson.
Co-early waker-upper.
Yes, something like that.
Greetings.
One of us is more awake in the morning than the other, but that's okay. Ryan, you know, last time you were on the podcast, it was you and Brandon Morano, and I got a lot of really good feedback on that, especially when you guys were giving each other nicknames and stuff. I called you Meatball, and I haven't called you Meatball since then. I feel like I need to bring that one back.
Yeah, maybe you should. You know, me and Brandon, dynamic duo, so, you know, we're a tag team, so.
And where do I fit in this?
You kind of.
I'm like the babysitter.
You're around. Yeah, babysitter is a strong title.
Babysitter is. It is a strong title. It is a strong job. Well, you know, thank you for being here.
No problem.
Know you have all sorts of intrepid reporting you'd probably rather be doing right now than hanging out in this booth with me. The other thing is that producer Dory, shout out to my girl Dory, because I don't really even know what I'm doing with this audio situation, and hopefully. Hopefully this sounds okay, because normally she takes care of all this stuff. But, you know, we'll have your look ahead at the weekend in food activities, as well as look back at the food news. But first, we want to talk about our latest food episode, or story episode, rather, which was all about Filipino food. Please give that one a listen if you haven't gotten a chance to. It is Filipino American History Month in the month of October. And Ryan, you have not had Filipino food.
No, I still need to dabble in it.
You dabble. Okay, what's your favorite type of, like, international food typically?
I don't know. I'm pretty basic.
You are pretty basic. I see the stuff you bring in for lunch every day. It looks delicious, but it's pretty basic.
Yeah, I made some salmon yesterday. It was pretty good.
We all smelled it, yeah.
It smelled good.
Okay, so do you like rice?
Yeah, I do like rice.
You like rice? Do you like pork?
Yeah.
Do you like saucy things, like stews and things that are saucy kind of?
See, I'm real hit or miss. It depends on what it looks like, too.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, interesting. Interesting. So one of the interesting things we got to talk about in the Filipino food episode was that a lot of times my personal theory, as well as some of the other cooks I talked to, was that Filipino food doesn't get the credit it deserves because it's kind of brown and, like, stewy looking. Mm-hmm. It's not super pretty. But you've got folks like Malu Navera and the guys at Gorilla Street Food who are trying to make it prettier. So it's interesting that the way something looks actually does matter to you.
Oh yeah, it does, and the texture too. But see, it could be like a brown stew, but it could just look like, for lack of better terms, feed, and then I'll just eat it all day. So, like, it's real hit or miss, you know.
I feel like if I gave you some food, you would try it at the very least. Like, you seem like you would want to at least try food, yeah?
Yeah, pretty much anything in rice, you know, I'll probably eat most likely.
Right, right. Well, I'm going to have to test that one out. Chester and I sometimes bring Filipino food for lunch.
I know, so. You guys always do and don't share. And actually, that smells good, though.
Yeah, see? The smell is, to me, the first thing. Smells good, and then it has to look good for you. So we'll find something good for you to sample on that. So make sure you download that latest episode, story episode, about Filipino food. Let's talk about some food news that's happened this week. There's been a GoFundMe set up to keep Tropical Snow open in Manchester. Tro Snow, as it's affectionately known quite often. On Facebook, they posted that they received an opportunity to purchase the lot and make sure that they can stay in that spot for good, but the asking price is something they cannot afford. They say they're a hardworking family. The business is their livelihood. They want to stay there in the community to do things for the community, but they don't have any way to, as they say, generate the capital necessary to make this purchase. So they're turning to the internet. They really want people to donate, essentially, to help them stay in their current spot, because it sounds like the lot that they're on is up for sale. If they can buy it, they can stay. If they can't, they might not be able to. And they say if they are able to stay, they're going to do things like farmers markets and food truck Fridays. This is the little Tropical snow cone stand right off Manchester Road. I've gone there many times with my family. My Uncle Bob is a big listener to the podcast, and he was one of the first people to take me to Tro Snow.
Shout out to Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob, are you a snow cone guy?
Oh, yeah. We have a snow cone machine. Old. It's ancient, but we used to bust it out in the summers always, just crunch up some ice.
It tastes like summer, you know?
It tastes like summer. It does. That's the exact way to put it.
So hopefully they're able to figure out a way to stay open. Good to see those kind of businesses. Getting that support from the community and then wanting to do something back for the community. This one's a little bit different. I'm interested to hear what Ryan has to say about it. There is a first of its kind, they're calling it, nail bar opening in the Metro East. So the partners at the Business Journal are reporting that it's a Exo Lounge and Nail Bar. So you can have an elegant cocktail lounge in a manicure and pedicure space. They say customers will be able to order cocktails and beverages from the lounge iPads at every station. Those are going to be equipped with special ventilation systems to vent the fumes from the nail polish. But they're going to have like seasonal organic cocktails, mocktails, if that's your thing, beer, wine, coffee. Maybe it's an early morning pampering session. What are your thoughts on this, Ryan? Have you ever gotten a manicure or pedicure?
No, I've never. And in fact, it's funny this comes up. I'm buying it. One thing that I hate about going into nail places is that smell, that alcohol smell.
Yeah.
They're getting rid of it. But most importantly, me and my mom were talking about this the other day. She said my cuticles look terrible.
You do need, I believe in manicures and pedicures for guys. I really do.
Yeah, I don't know about my toes. I don't know about them touching my toes and all that. But the manicures, they can work on my fingers. If I'm getting a drink, that's a fair trade-off. So I'm buying it. I'd go.
Yeah, okay. That's interesting. So maybe if you can have a beer in one hand and, like, have your feet getting taken care of, you'd be more willing to do it.
Well, see, every time I do it, you know, they got the feet in the hot tub, and then sometimes they'll put the fish and sucking on the toes.
They didn't say anything about the fish in this one.
Well,
maybe they won't do that one.
I've been scared away. I don't need anybody massaging my. I don't like. They can work on my hands.
Yeah. I would go with you on that one too.
You would go.
I would go. The tricky thing is just that I'm thinking about dust, and that's like a really specific thing to be concerned about. But if they're filing your nails, where's all that like nail dust going? If there's a cup of your drink right next to it, that sounds a little gross.
Quick shot of the undernail. You know.
Yeah. Ooh, I don't know. Yeah. But either way, that's going to be opening November 7th in Edwardsville.
I'm buying it.
Yeah. I really want to see you do a live report from there.
All right. I'll get it done.
That would be pretty hilarious. And Ryan, I know that you've eaten in one of these restaurants recently. Two St. Louis restaurants have been named as having some of the best pasta in the country by Food Network. They named 98 of the best pastas in the country, and two of them from St. Louis, one being at Pastaria and one being at Tony's downtown. Pastaria's pistachio ravioli and Pastaria's, and then the fettuccine with duck confit at Tony's made the list. Have you ever had either one of those?
No, and see, look, you didn't give me no update because I was at Pastaria yesterday for lunch. I didn't get the pistachio ravioli, but I mean, really, everything on their menu is so good.
Everything is good there, but yeah, I've never had anything I don't like, but pistachio ravioli, it's kind of one of those things that I don't know, to be honest, if I would gravitate toward that if it didn't have a distinction of like being so great.
Right, you know? I know. Now I need to try it. So next time I go back, and I know it's tough going to Pastaria, they're always packed.
They are.
Parking in Clayton is, I think we all know how that deal goes, but it's worth the fight. It's worth the wait. Try and come at an off hour. You know,
yeah,
they're
lunchtime's
really good.
A good idea.
Yeah, lunchtime it was crowded, but we sat down right away, so it was great.
Yeah, and Tony's is definitely a good place to go for that, you know, classic white tablecloth experience. You get downtown. Maybe you want to be downtown near the Cardinals action happening this weekend, but you want something a little bit classier.
You definitely want to get a good meal before you go load up on drinks
at
the game,
too. That's true. You're going to get a lot better food at a place like Tony's. So those are two things worth celebrating. Unfortunately, one more food story we have is that Cafe Ventana in the Central West End announced that they have closed. So it's like a French Quarter style bistro if you've never been there. It's known for New Orleans fare with coffee house seating, local art always on the walls, live music. They posted on Facebook that they are sorry to notify their customers that they'll be closed until further notice to regroup, saying they hope to be open again soon to invite everyone back for great food, coffee, and conversation. A lot of people posted on Facebook hoping that the restaurant will be back open. It's always a bummer when somewhere closes.
You know
like
what? I'm
that.
Thinking the same thing because to me, I'm just like, that's one less place I can go eat.
Yeah. It's the place, it's the community aspect of it. I hate seeing an empty building or an empty storefront anywhere in the St. Louis area. And so it's kind of a bummer. So hopefully they can figure out what they need to figure out and be back open soon. Ryan, I know you said you were at Pastaria earlier this week, but what would you say is the best thing you had to eat this week?
I've had a lot of ballpark food.
Yeah?
Lately. I went to Ballpark Village to watch game three on Sunday. We went to game 4 on Monday.
Yeah.
Trying to go back to game one of the NLCS today, so I'll probably get more ballpark food. But
yeah.
Probably say I made some stuffed salmon with some wild rice. I outdid myself this time.
And that was what I smelled you eating the other day. And it actually did smell really good. You cooked that?
Yeah, I cooked that. You know, gave moms the night off. You know?
Aren't you special? What's your favorite thing to eat at the ballpark? Like, or what's your favorite ballpark food, whether it be Ballpark Village or...
Yeah, I'm trying to think. At Ballpark Village, I had wings. And you can't quite get that at the stadium without paying arm and leg. But, you know, I had the classic... The hot dog, really, the good stuff. Actually, I was at the Fox last night, and one thing I really wanted to try and did get a chance to, one of the big buttery pretzels.
I love ordering the big buttery pretzel at the Fox because the way they describe it, just like you said, it's like hot, warm, buttery pretzel, or hot, like buttery, salted pretzel. The way they describe it is almost poetry.
Marketing
it's so
gets an A+, but they were out of it, and so they were like, come back during intermission, but... You know, with our schedules, I was like, look, I got to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't get one. So
you didn't see the end of Hello, Dolly?
You know what? No, that's not my cup of tea. You know, I kind of got drugged to that one. Musicals aren't my thing, but it was all right from what I saw.
Well, that's okay.
I gave it a shot.
That you did give it a shot, and that's the most important thing. So best thing I had to eat this week was actually, I was not in the St. Louis area. I try to stick with St. Louis recommendations, but this one's close enough. Down in Columbia, Missouri, I was there for a wedding of a former Five on Your Side coworker, actually, two of them, a producer and a reporter, Jennifer Meckles. They got married, and so I had breakfast in Columbia, Missouri at a place called Berlin, and I had something called the Starving Artist, which was just a cool name, first off. But then it was like a biscuit with potatoes and this like chipotle gravy and a poached egg on top. Oh, it was so good. So that was probably the best thing I had to eat this week. So if you're down in Columbia, that's a cool little spot to stop by. So, Ryan, I know you will not be hitting up any more musicals this weekend.
No.
Maybe a little bit of some Cardinals action. So make sure you keep in mind all these weekend planner events should be based around when you're watching the games, okay? So make sure Cardinals number one priority.
You got to get the game spread right, too.
Unless
you're
bad luck to watch, then in that case, here's some other things that you could be doing this weekend. Evercrisp apples are back at Eckert's for just a couple days. So Saturday through Monday, you can stop by Eckert's over in the Metro East and pick up some Evercrisp apples, which are essentially a combination of the Honeycrisp apple and the Fuji apple. They are delicious. It's the only place in the St. Louis area you can get them. They're kind of a weird hybrid thing, but they're so good. So you can get those this weekend. Starting Friday at 4 through Saturday is the Oktoberfest at Soulard Market. We're kind of wrapping up the different Oktoberfest celebrations, but this is happening at the classic Soulard Market. They're going to have everything you expect from a good Oktoberfest, including live music, lots of beer, lots of food, the Stein holding competitions, and all that jazz. So, or not jazz, it's actually going to be tubas because they're saying Oktoberfest. So,
and they're going to have axe throwing. I think that's where I need to go. That might be the pregame before the game.
Yeah, I was going to say get a little bit of that pregame rage out, just like kind of.
Yeah.
Or maybe you need to channel that. Or maybe we can get some guys from the bullpen out there and practice on throwing axes.
Well, yeah. Well, hold on. Maybe they don't need to be throwing axes.
Ryan's like, no, too far, too far. and then Sunday we have a couple different events. One is the Italian-American Heritage Fest and Parade. This is the oldest consistently running parade in St. Louis. It's something that happens on the hill. They say you can only do it on the hill. You want to head down early to get a good spot for the parade. Over at Barra Park is where they're going to have the food, the music, the games, and the Italian culture that part of St. Louis is known for. The parade starts at 12:30. Again, happening there on the hill.
I'm sure it'll be packed over there.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. That's always hopefully it's nice weather, too. And then another kind of festival that's a little different, but this is the first year they did it. It was huge. So the second year, they're probably going to be even bigger. On Sunday from 11 to 5 is the St. Louis Veg Fest at the World's Fair Pavilion. And it's an all vegan festival that aims to educate people in St. Louis about, you know, things like animal exploitation and inspire people to adopt a vegan lifestyle. It's not just food, though. They're also having like cruelty free cosmetics, clothes, yoga. They're going to have speakers and all sorts of different like medical professionals talking about the benefits of going vegan. Whether or not that's something you want to do full time, kudos to you if you can adopt that kind of lifestyle. I don't know if I could, but it's a cool thing to kind of just check out and see how other people do it.
Yeah.
One thing to keep in mind, though, if you are stopping by, they're asking people to refrain from eating foods that are not vegan if you bring your own snacks or anything like that. So just be respectful. And it is a dog-friendly event, which is pretty cool,
too. Seems like a good vibe over here. That's a vibe. That's going to be
a good
vibe.
That's a vibe, especially a Sunday afternoon. That's a good way to go into your week. I like it.
Yeah.
And so once again, as always, make sure you double-check with all the events before you head out the door so you know that everything is going as planned. And let us know wherever you wind up this weekend. Tag us on our Instagram. We're at Abby Eats St. Louis. We love getting emails. podcasts@ksdk.com. Again, please make sure you've subscribed. Leave us a rating. Leave us a review. And let us know how you think Ryan did as the guest co-host this week.
I'll take a 5-star rating.
Yeah, if you give us a 5-star rating on the podcast overall, we can also use that for Ryan and his performance review. Well, thanks so much, Ryan.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And thank you all for listening to us. And until next week, seize the plate.